Welcome to the Well Community Church podcast. For more information on us and our mission to help people connect to God and to each other in every neighborhood, check us out at thewellcommunity.org or on our app, The Well Friends.
Welcome to the Well Community Church. We're on location here at Chichansey Park in historic downtown Fresno. We want to welcome you to a year in review. As we come to the end of 2020, there's no question that we've seen God on the move. People's lives have been redeemed. The gospel has been at work. People have gotten their marriages on track, walked away from issues of addiction and whatnot. But that being said, it would also be naive of us to not acknowledge the fact that 2020 a very difficult year. What we want to do is acknowledge that and spend just a moment lamenting together that there's been much suffering, much pain, much difficulty here in the end of this year.
Breaking news in this Sunday afternoon, five-time NBA champion, former league MVP Kobe Bryant died earlier this afternoon in Los Angeles in a helicopter crash. News reports are just coming in among multiple victims, Kobe Bryant on that helicopter.
In the past 2 weeks, the number of cases of COVID-19 outside China has increased 13-fold. We have therefore made the assessment that COVID-19 can be characterized as a pandemic.
To unleash the full power of the federal government in this effort today, I am officially declaring a national emergency.
City of Fresno has issued an emergency order calling on everyone to shelter in place starting just after midnight tonight and lasting through March 31st.
The faster we practice isolation and social distancing, the faster we can put this deadly disease behind us.
California now has 598 confirmed cases. Here in the Central Valley, 8 cases have been confirmed thus far.
Lebanon is in mourning today after an explosion ripped through the capital, Beirut.
At least 78 people are now known to have died. Thousands have been wounded as rescue workers continue to search through the rubble this morning.
A new and dramatically different way of life. The entire state of California, 40 million people now urged to stay at home.
Fresno City leaders will consider adopting an emergency ordinance that would prohibit gatherings of 15 people or more within city limits.
But as Fresno County approaches the peak of the coronavirus outbreak, he's expanding and extending the order. The second extension lasts through May 6th, and it is not voluntary anymore.
It looks like outrageous and even perhaps murderous behavior by Minneapolis police officers. Another black man in police custody, gasping for air, on the ground, defenseless, and then shortly thereafter dead.
Across the country, what started as peaceful gatherings protesting the death of George Floyd devolved into destruction. From New York, where police and protesters squared off in the streets, to Portland, where the mayor issued a state of emergency and a city curfew.
While marking the unofficial end to summer this Labor Day weekend, more than 200 people at a California campground had to be rescued by military helicopters. The Creek Fire in Central California has burned at least 46,000 acres.
Destroying homes, leaving a trail of destruction. And even trapping campers.
All the roads are burnt.
The clock is ticking until it's time to return back to school. But the big question left to be answered is how school will look.
We talk about precious cargo. There is no more precious cargo than a child in a classroom.
Dubbed the Murder Hornet for its powerful sting and the way it decapitates its prey, this is the first time the world's largest hornet has been seen in the U.S.
Fire officials calling it a quote, unprecedented disaster to more than 135,000 acres now.
California's wildfires are record-breaking and relentless.
With coronavirus cases still high across the country, students, teachers, and parents have been forced to adapt to distance learning.
As district learning continues across the valley, not all students have a parent at home to turn to.
They're having to go out, you know, and work
and they don't know what's going on with their child's education, and they want to know more, but they can't because they also have to worry about ensuring that they have, that their children have a roof over their head.
Placing a hold on in-person learning and returning to distance learning starting on Wednesday, schools are simply unable to operate under the current circumstances.
The potential impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on people's mental health is of increasing global concern. But are we seeing the start of a looming global mental health crisis?
The real pandemic is mental health, that people are struggling with everything that they've ever known has just been taken away, and then there's a new set of rules.
There'd be no pain, but you promise you'd go with me, and your promises you always keep. But I confess how much I need you. I confess that I am weak. I can't promise I won't fail you, but your promises will not fail me. But when I'm in the valley, oh, I will feel no evil. When enemies surround me, oh, you prepare a table. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me. There is beauty in the struggle, 'cause you don't waste a single day. Oh, your presence is my shelter, your presence is my victory. When I'm in the valley, oh, I will feel no evil. When enemies surround me, oh, you prepare a table. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me. When I'm in the valley, oh, I will feel no evil. When enemies surround me, oh, you prepare a table. Oh, surely goodness and mercy will follow me. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me. I can't see it all, but I have seen enough to know that you are faithful. And I can't see it all, but I have seen enough to know that you are faithful. And I can't see it all, but I have seen enough to know that you are faithful. And I can't see it all, but I have seen enough to know, oh, that you are faithful. You're faithful till the end. Oh, when I'm in the valley, oh, I will feel no evil. When enemies surround me, oh, you prepare a table. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me. When I'm in the valley, oh, I will feel no evil. When enemies surround me, oh, you prepare a table. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me.
...2020 has been a good year for The Well. We turned 18...
Ow.
...and did what most rebellious 18-year-olds do. We got our first tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't so bad, you big baby.
So from the very beginning, our church has had the purpose of helping people connect to God and to each other in every neighborhood. And that expression of every neighborhood has shown itself in various ways, including Serve Fresno. Which has become a historic event for us to rally our entire church into the needs of our city. And in 2020, we were doing just that, like we have for so many years previous, planning on projects and service opportunities all over our city. Then we started hearing about this thing called COVID-19 and the fact that churches may actually be asked for the first time in our generation to shelter in place. And having to move very quickly from service projects all over the city to one really centralized expression, primarily there at St. Rest Baptist Church, it was really interesting showing up and just seeing all of our people there serving, shoulder to shoulder with our friends from St. Rest, really trying to be of ministry and of service to the community there in Southwest Fresno. And seeing everyone serving together, it was just encouraging to see the church be the church. We talk about putting our faith on display. We talk about letting our light shine before men in such a way that they would see our good works and glorify our Father who's in heaven. And Serve Fresno in 2020 was a true expression of that. So we moved very quickly to home church, which was a unique experience, by the way, to teach to an empty room and to stare at a camera instead of faces. And yet, we learned very quickly that the gospel is still being proclaimed, not just as we gathered in buildings, but in homes all across our city. And we even took it to the next level and said, well, instead of just home church, what if we started throwing home church house parties? People asked us, hey, how do you feel closing the church? And we just reminded people that the church is the people, not the building, and we've never closed the church. We closed our buildings. But the ministry of The Well is continuing, whether we're meeting corporately in public or whether we're meeting in homes in every neighborhood throughout the city.
House parties we record here this week. So glad you joined us.
I lost my voice. I went too hard.
And we found our entire team having to flex and learn how to produce content and make it available online, including some weekly kids ministry.
Hi friends, it's Miss Emily from the kids crew.
Hundreds of families checking this out, and we've watched kids in homes sing and dance and learn about Jesus, not here in a building, but there in their own living rooms.
We watch it every week, and we think the videos we want to make are pretty good.
Maybe I could just whisper into the mic because my whisper voice works pretty good.
Yeah, and as a church, one of the most important things we do all year is an Easter gathering. Welcome to the Well Community Church, and welcome to Easter 2020, done a little bit different than anything we've ever experienced. And this year, with our first ever all-virtual Easter gathering, we had more reach, more people who heard the gospel, more people who technically attended than in any other year previous. And you might think that just because there's views, is there life change still happening? I just was so encouraged to see that the power of the gospel, even through the use of technology, was not just impacting people who used to assemble in a building, but also in homes all over our community. People still coming to faith, people still processing and embracing the gospel, people even being moved to be baptized in their own pools in response to what they saw on TV in their living rooms. And we even were exposed to some new and unique ways of connecting to people, like doing Instagram Lives, which I didn't even know was a thing, and apparently starts recording long before I thought it did. So we started doing these silly faces, and we started playing music, and we invited guests, and we talked about randomness and my obsession with stuff. And yet, brought a little nugget from the Word of God, and it created this connecting point for people to interact and in a sense find some normalcy and hope and a reminder that God is good and we're going to make it through this. And truthfully, we can choose joy in the midst of some interesting circumstances.
Ooh, it's a little warm in here. Bless you. We'll see you Monday, 9 a.m.
And yet the work of the gospel continued, informing the way we deal with even issues that we're seeing in our society, like the rise of racial unrest, the likes of which we have not seen in decades. And we had such sweet opportunities to enter in with other leaders in our community to really ask the question of how does the gospel inform the way we show value, dignity, and worth to one another as those in the image of God.
Help us, Father, to be unified, and help us to drop the barriers and allow you to work in our hearts and in our minds to transform us into the image of Christ.
And we all had that experience when you went to the grocery store and like entire aisles of essentials were gone. And we realized, boy, the needs in our community are going to be incredible. So how can the church respond? And we saw both campuses opened for citywide drop-off, where those who had the means brought what they had, dropped it off here at our campuses so that we could distribute it to those in need all throughout our city.
So like many of you, I was stuck at home and bored. So right outside our door, we have a lemon tree in our backyard, and we said, when life gives you lemons, why not make lemonade? So my friend Elise and I decided to make jars of lemonade with lemons from our backyard, and with the money that we used to sell the lemonade and the money that people gave to us, we decided to buy supplies to do the well donation drop-off, which we mostly bought like diapers and wipes for young families.
And as a church deeply committed to the Word of God, even with virtual church, we wanted to continue to proclaim the Word. We finished the longest series in the history of the Well, teaching through the Gospel of Matthew, went into a short redemptive series on Ruth, and continued to allow the Word of God to be forefront in our church. And still being very committed to the work of God all over the world, we came into mission season, where we would typically pass a bucket. And so without being able to gather together, we decided to pass the first ever virtual bucket and saw God provide over $20,000 for the ongoing work of the gospel all over our world. And we saw God provide for us this Clovis campus, which we assumed would be the future home of the Well Community Church one day. Little did we know that when we were given permission to meet outdoors, that the front yard of that campus would actually be the premier outdoor gathering in our city. And as we began to assemble outdoors, we saw people driving from hours away to come and to worship together. And thousands of people assembled to experience fellowship together and to worship together and to sit under the authority of the Word of God together and to leave their living room church that they've been in for months to assemble corporately together again as a church once more.
This is Conrad. He's 9 days old. Baby's first COVID Sunday.
Yeah, I think we all felt like at home. We all felt like family.
Home church is great, meeting in small groups is great, but big church is wonderful.
So where are y'all from?
Mariposa, hour and 45 minute drive. Started following it on social media a few weeks ago and saw this, and it was a call from God.
And we loved it.
And
we
were
gonna be coming back.
Be back to normal, just being with the church and kind of in community again.
I love it. I love seeing all the people. Oh man.
I have needed community. So this has just been soul care for me.
Hearing other people besides just my family singing was my favorite part.
I didn't have the words, but I think God heard my heart.
Just miss the feeling of being around people worshiping together.
Yeah, it was incredible. I mean, even though, you know, we're wearing masks, we're social distancing, everyone's being safe, just to be in community, you don't get that in your living room as much. So really great to just be the body of Christ today, actually in one location together.
And at these outdoor gatherings, we did a baptism service. Curious to see how many people would come, and we saw one after another, parents and kids and the elderly and everything in between coming, trusting in Jesus and wanting to publicly proclaim their faith in Christ, setting aside their pride, setting aside pretension, and just standing for Jesus in the waters of baptism. And we even saw that Clovis campus being utilized for the ongoing ministry of middle school and high school students who are trying to process all that they're seeing and yet found on that campus a place of hope, a place of meaning, a place of connection, and a safe place to bring their friends to consider what Christ is doing even in the midst of this time. And as many of us with kids watched our kids doing school in Zoom and realized that some of the little things that they would experience, like even a school carnival, weren't going to happen this year, we said, well, what if we brought the school carnival to them and used our Cultivate anniversary as an opportunity to bring in a school carnival, which included some bounce houses and games for the kids and some local food trucks into our gathering just to create an experience together. And we saw God move in incredible generosity, providing above and beyond for the final year of our Cultivate effort, and are just delighted to see what God has done. And so what a great year it has been, and what a good reminder that God is still on the move. He is still changing lives. The gospel is still being proclaimed, and we as a church are continuing to help people connect to God and to each other in every neighborhood.
Amazing love that welcomes me, the kindness of mercy that bought with blood wholeheartedly my soul undeserving. Oh God, You're so good. God, You're so good. Oh God, You're so good. You're so good to suffering, Lord, I will remember What Calvary has bought for me, both now and forever. 'Cause God, you're so good. God, you're so good. And God, you're so good. You're so good to me. 'Cause God, you're so good. And God, you're so good. And God, you're so good. You're so good to me. Oh God, you're so good. God, you're so good. God, you're so good. You're so good to me.
So we sing about that, and we believe that theologically. But have you ever questioned that? Like, have you ever just asked the question of, God, I know you're good, but I'm looking around and it does not look good. And I'm just wondering, God, are you still there? It reminds me of Psalm 13. If you have your Bible and would like to turn there, I just want to make a couple of comments on this psalm that I think really helps frame out this idea of, is God still good, even though circumstances aren't? And the psalmist, David, says this, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long, O Lord, will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart all the day? How long will my enemy be exalted over me?" Have you asked that question in 2020? I know I have. And this psalm has been something I have turned to all throughout the year, as I know theologically God is good. I know doctrinally He is good. I know practically speaking He is good. But my goodness, 2020 has not seemed good. And yet, this psalm takes a very interesting pivot, one that I hope all of us at some point in this past year have taken, if not maybe even today. He goes on and he says, "I have trusted in your loving kindness," or what some Bibles call in verse 5, "your steadfast love. And my heart will rejoice in my salvation. I will sing to the Lord because He has dealt bountifully with me." This psalm walks through just the reality of difficulty. How long, O God? How long, O God? God, I am in torment. And goes as far even in verse 3 to say, "Consider and answer me, O God, or I will sleep the sleep of death." Meaning, God, if you don't come through, I think I may actually die. And that sense of despair, that sense of lack of hope, that sense of endless wonder. God, when are you going to come through? When are you going to come through? And yet the pivot is, but I have trusted in something very significant. I've trusted in your loving kindness or your steadfast love. It means God's unending, never changing, undying, always faithful, forever love. And because David, who experienced his own string of 2020s, trusted in God's unfailing love, he knew that these moments that we're going through are just moments. And God was faithful yesterday, God will be faithful today, and God will be faithful forever because of that, His steadfast, undying, never-ending love. And so as we come to the end of 2020, I want to just remind us that though our year might have been full of how long questions, God, how long will there be COVID? God, how long will there be political division? What we saw in the midst of all of this is that God was so faithful. And as we've trusted in His loving kindness, we can worship Him, we can sing of His praise, we can sing of His glory because He is good. And that even though circumstances may have been difficult, God was working now to will and to work for His good pleasure. And we're reminded that these momentary light afflictions are producing in us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comprehension, while we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are temporal, the things that are unseen are eternal. And I'm so thankful that even though this year has been difficult, that our God has been faithful, He has been good to us, and He can be trusted. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, we thank You that in the midst of it all, You are good and You are faithful and You can be trusted and You are on the move working for Your good pleasure. And though circumstances may not be what we had hoped they would be, that there is a sense that we will trust You because Your faithfulness from Your character over time has proven that You can be trusted. And so, Lord, we thank You that You have carried us through this year. And though there may be those who have experienced difficulty and tears and heartache and sorrow, there is also woven through all of that this golden thread of redemption of Your goodness and Your grace. And so, Lord, we thank You. And as we finish this year, we worship You and acknowledge the faithfulness of our God in the past, even in the present, and in the years to come. And we'll thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.
Keep
Tell me that your love will never, ever, ever change. You're with me in the wind. You're faithful in the fire. You keep coming after me. 'Cause you find me in the depths. You take me to the heights. Just tell me that your love will never, ever, ever change. You're with me in the wind. You're faithful in the fire. You keep coming after me. Oh, you keep coming after me. Yeah, you keep coming after me. Oh, you keep coming after me.
Church podcast. Be sure to check out thewellcommunity.org or our app, The Well Fresno, for more information on us, ways to connect, service times, and locations.